that is untouched by life's traumas. What IFS calls the self is in every one of us. It is a source of wonderful qualities from which we can lead our inner and outer lives. In this way, the book releases our self-concepts from the pathological and pessimistic way we have been taught to view ourselves. It proposes a new, optimistic, and edifying vision of the mind and shows how easily it can change and heal. This book does even more than that. Yet another simple way to judge a psychotherapy is by whether it merely teaches people to cope with their extreme emotions and beliefs, or actually transforms those emotions and beliefs. Through well-described experiential exercises and examples of actual IFS sessions, you will be able to enter your inner world in such a way that your extreme parts begin to heal. Rather than just coping with them, you welcome them and transform them into valuable resources. You are also encouraged to form partnerships with friends in which you accompany each other on these inner journeys, which can deepen your friendships. This may all sound too good to be true, and for some readers, it will be. There will be some who cannot achieve this kind of change on their own and will need to find a therapist to help them. My 27 years of experience using this model, however, tell me that many people can do a great deal of work on themselves without a therapist. They may not be able to unburden all their exiles, but they can reverse the atmosphere of their inner worlds from one of self-loathing to self-love and self-leadership. Also, people who are in therapy will find the book a useful guide for their between-session work on themselves. Therapy is too expensive in both time and money for many people. I'm grateful that this book allows IFS to extend its reach to those who would not otherwise have access to it. Richard C. Schwartz, Ph.D., creator of IFS, author of Internal Family Systems Therapy, The Mosaic Mind, and You Are the One You've Been Waiting For. Introduction. I have been practicing psychotherapy as a psychologist for 35 years. During that time, I have studied and learned many approaches. But when I discovered Internal Family Systems Therapy, IFS, a new model developed by pioneering psychologist Richard Schwartz, it radically improved the effectiveness of my work with clients. IFS was so good that I switched over to practicing it almost exclusively, and it has enabled my clients to access their issues quickly and incisively and to make deep and lasting changes. Of course, I will still rely on the learning and experiences I gained from my long years of doing therapy, but IFS completely transformed the way I practice. And as I continue to use the model, I keep gaining a deeper appreciation for how profound it is. Recently, I was impressed with how it helps my clients approach their psychological issues with both maturity and emotional openness, a relatively rare combination for people who haven't completed therapy. A good therapist is always working on themselves and continuing to grow. IFS has enhanced and deepened my own self-exploration. I have participated in various therapies, growth methods, and spiritual practices for over 40 years, and IFS has taken this work to another level. It has allowed me to precisely target the issues I pursue and to keep track of the structure of my psyche with greater clarity. There were times in the past when I would avoid deep pain in myself without realizing it. IFS helped me to see when I was doing this and showed me how to approach these painful places in a safe way so I didn't have to avoid them. I now know exactly what needs to happen to heal my pain and free my stuck patterns. The most important thing I have gotten from IFS is a breakthrough in relating to myself in a loving and respectful way. Even though I had already made strides in this direction with other forms of growth work, IFS showed me how to love every aspect of myself in a specific way. In addition to my therapy practice with individual clients, I've been teaching classes in which participants learn how to use IFS in working on themselves and doing peer counseling with each other. Since I love IFS so much, I want people to be able to use it for their own enrichment without necessarily having to go into therapy. I've taught hundreds of people the